With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More than three dozen deaths are blamed on the powerful storms that battered parts of the Midwest and the South over the weekend. Hundreds of homes and businesses lie in ruins. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says the storms have driven a couple of hundred people from their homes in his state.
It appears that the National Weather Service is looking at preliminary data, and we could have as many as 12 tornadoes that came through our state.
Today, high winds are expected from Florida to New Jersey, while parts of the Northeast could see flooding rains. The Trump administration and a federal judge are at odds on the issue of deportations of hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Mr. Trump is moving them out while the judge says not so fast.
On Saturday, the judge issued an order temporarily barring the deportations under an 18th century wartime declaration targeting Venezuelan gang members. When the judge was told that two planes with immigrants were already in the air, he verbally ordered the planes be turned around, but the directive was not included in his written order. The White House later said it did not refuse to comply with the court because the order was issued after the gang members had already been removed from U.S. territory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says tomorrow could bring an announcement regarding the war in Ukraine. He's scheduled to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Those discussions, mentioned first by Mr. Trump, later confirmed by the Kremlin. Mr. Trump says land and power plants are part of the conversation surrounding an end to the war. North Macedonia's leaders vow to hold those responsible to account after a weekend nightclub fire left 59 people dead, 155 injured. On Wall Street, the Dow features down 187 points. This is SRN News. Are Americans getting more rude?
A lot of Americans say yes. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 47% of adults believe society has become generally more coarse and rude since the pandemic. Americans who answered the survey mention a surge in foul language and impolite behavior in public. Is it a sign of the times? Hard to say, but in Matthew 24:12, Jesus warned there would come a day when, quote, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mainline Protestant denominations are losing ground when the Episcopal Church announced cuts to its national staff last month. It was the latest in a long-running cycle, declines in membership leading to declines in funding and thus in staff. The Presbyterian Church USA announced similar cuts to its staff at its headquarters and in its global missions program recently, and the United Methodist Church has settled into a historically low budget. This is SRN News. It's just one more aspect of the devastating toll taken by the Southern California wildfires.
The state's top insurance regulator says he will approve an emergency request from State Farm to raise home insurance rates for roughly 1 million customers if the company can justify the hike at a public hearing. Now, the company says it needs to quickly rebuild its capital to prevent a, quote, dire financial situation following the L.A. wildfires that destroyed thousands of homes. State Farm wants to increase premiums on homeowners by some 22%. Jason Walker reporting.
Lithuanian authorities accusing Russia's military intelligence service of being behind an arson attack happened at an IKEA store in the Lithuanian capital last year. More details at SRNNews.com.